This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the debate viewed through the prism of 21st century discourse, including traditions of reality TV and use of social media. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace talked to a culture critic who is watching.
Lily Loughborough is a culture critic at The Week who says Trump is a master of reality TV. One of his reality tropes she calls me-flection.
It's a combination of sort of narcissistic reflection and deflection.
In other words, make it all about him. Here's a classic Trump me-flection from last night, asked about his judgment on the Iraq War.
Well, I have much better judgment than she does. There's no question about that. I also have a much better temperament than she has, you know?
Another name Loughborough's come up with for a Trump rhetorical move.
Midasing, like King Midas, which is a separate but related tendency to kind of compulsively insert irrelevant praise for things that he's associated with, as if they were kind of elevated by being connected to him.
An example of that, Trump talking about the banks where his money resides.
I would give you a list of banks. These are very fine institutions, very fine banks. I could do that very quickly.
Clinton's debate performance leaned on some more traditional political rhetoric, zingers, catchphrases.
Trumped up, trickle down.
And a slightly more 21st century move, go to my website where we will fact check.
If you want to see in real time what the facts are, please go and take a look.
And take a look at mine also.
Finally, Clinton also just sat back some, using silence and body language rhetorically. Here's one moment where she audibly reacted following an angry Trump rant.
Woo! Okay.
Loughborough says off-the-cuffness is tricky for Clinton and for women in the public eye in general, while Trump's off-the-cuffness appeals to his base.
People love him for that because it feels so wonderfully unfiltered and people are tired of filters.
Whether the U.S. wants a president with no filter, we'll find out in November. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.